Day 12, March 1st. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 84 and was written by Major Dr. Corin Cameron, Board Member, Class of 2023. Dwelling in God's Presence. The other day I went to put garbage in an outside trash can. When I opened the lid, I received a fright. Two little eyes were shining up at me as a raccoon had tried to find shelter from the cold. I lowered the lid and left the raccoon alone. Then I realized that even though the raccoon had climbed in, there was no way it would be able to climb out. So, gingerly, I laid the bin on its side, opened the lid, and watched the raccoon wobble away. The little raccoon had found a dwelling. While in the immediate sense it seemed safe and secure, in fact, it would have caused it harm. We are sometimes like that raccoon. Spiritually, we seek comfort, protection from storms, warmth, and shelter, but not always in spaces that will feed our souls. Sometimes we choose spaces that may drain or even harm our souls. Our psalmist for today is a displaced worship leader, longing for the joy they used to experience in God's house. They sing, "I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked." Verse 10. The displaced worship leader, living in exile in Babylon, is longing for the close presence of God. Longing for the closeness of God's presence is a feeling we can understand. Jesus, in his incarnation, became the tangible presence of God, and throughout the Gospels invites us into a space of dwelling. Yet, in our humanness, we try to create our own spaces, resisting this indwelling presence. We too want to live the good life. Lent invites confession and repentance. As we read this psalm, let us consider the times when we craft our own spiritual dwellings rather than dwelling in the presence of God. Today's prayer. Incarnate Lord, so often I am like the little raccoon, seeking comfort and strength in unhealthy spaces. In a posture of repentance, help me surrender my self-made structures and turn toward the spacious dwelling I may find in you. Amen.